Thank you for tuning in to The Rob Four Show, where I bring you the latest politics, news, and analysis with a dash of progressive perspective. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you're listening or watching. I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday. Let's get informed. Okay, the first thing we have to talk about today is the March on Washington. Yesterday, the families of black people killed or injured by police joined civil rights leaders at the Lincoln Memorial, 57 years after MLK's call to action, NBC News reports. Yolanda Renee King, the daughter of Martin Luther King III, MLK's oldest son, began the day by saying, quote, "Less than a year before he was assassinated, my grandfather predicted this very moment. We have only just begun to fight," end quote. This March on Washington was entitled the Get Your Knee Off Our Necks March, and it was organized by Reverend Al Sharpton and his National Action Network. The march comes at a time of nationwide unrest and ongoing protests over black people being slain or injured by the police. Besides MLK's granddaughter, Jacob Blake's father was there speaking. Jacob Blake is the 29-year-old man who was shot 7 times in the back by police, who is now paralyzed from the waist down. Let's hear from Jacob Blake's father now.
Jacob Blake! There are two systems of justice in the United States. There's a white system and there's a black system. The black system ain't doing so well. But we're gonna stand up. Every black person in the United States is gonna stand up. We're tired. I'm tired of looking at cameras and seeing these young black and brown people suffer. We're gonna hold court today. We're gonna hold court on systematic racism. We're gonna have court right now. Guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty. Guilty.
Guilty.
Racism against all of us. Guilty.
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 Racism against Trayvon Martin. We find them guilty.
Guilty.
Racism against George Floyd. We find them guilty.
Guilty.
Racism against Jacob Blake.
Come on.
Abdul Dawala. If I said the name wrong, Allah forgive me. Guilty.
Guilty.
And we're not taking it anymore. I ask everyone to stand up. No justice.
No justice.
No justice.
No peace.
Other speakers included the family of George Floyd, who was murdered by police with a knee on his neck in May, which sparked nationwide protests. The tally for crowd size was upwards of 50,000 people, per National Action Network organizers. I'm curious what your thoughts are. Are mass marches like this effective for the movement? Let me know what you think. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, at Rob Four Show. Next, we need to talk about the Republican National Convention. It was 4 nights of pure craziness and surprisingly lacking in making the case for Donald Trump's re-election. President Trump's re-election speech was actually lower rated than Biden's DNC speech a week prior. Trump racked up 23.8 million viewers across 13 cable broadcast networks, which is down from Biden's 24.6 million viewers who watched Biden's DNC address across 12 of those same networks. Beyond just the candidate speeches, though, the DNC had better viewer averages for the 4-day totals of each event. Trump's ratings obsession is well documented, tweeting about ratings hundreds of times, often inaccurately, CNN Business says. Biden's campaign lauded the ratings victory Friday. TJ Ducklow, National Press Secretary for the Biden campaign, tweeted, "I always forget, does Donald Trump care about his television ratings, or is that not something he cares about? Like, do you think it'll trigger him that Joe Biden's speech got way better ratings than his did?" Then Andrew Bates, Biden's rapid response director, sarcastically replied, quote, "You mean the self-described rating machine DJT who bet the farm on this and broke the law to exploit the White House as a prop while pretending he isn't in charge as the pandemic spins out of control and violence and division flare up? Nah, I think he'll be totally sanguine," end tweet. I don't even feel like subjecting you all today to any of the audio from the bonkers RNC. It was filled with crazy lies and lacked heavily in the substance department. But what's most disconcerting is that about 60 million people are going to vote for Donald Trump in November. We know what we have to do. Get registered and check on your friends to see if they're registered. If you need any advice or any help getting registered, hit me up on social media at Rob Forshow. So Apple, the world's largest company, has been making headlines recently. There are two stories here, but let's attack the Facebook one first. Apple has blocked Facebook from informing users that Apple would collect 30% of in-app purchases made through a planned new feature, The Verge reports. This new feature lets people buy event tickets directly through Facebook's app. Apple's rules say that digital purchases made through the App Store's system come with a 30% fee. The plan was to include a message under the payment confirmation button that said, quote, Apple takes 30% of this purchase, end quote. But in the now live version of the Facebook app, this message no longer appears. Apple used its rule barring apps from displaying irrelevant information to justify this block. Then we have this story that Apple has suspended Epic Games' developer account. Epic Games is the creator of the massively popular game Fortnite. This means Epic Games can no longer make apps for iPhone, iPad, or Mac. Apple did not suspend an account related to the Unreal Engine, which is used to make 3D games by third-party developers. Apple said, quote, We are disappointed that we've had to terminate the Epic Games account on the App Store. We have worked with the team at Epic Games for many years on their launches and releases. The court recommended that Epic comply with the App Store guidelines while their case moves forward, guidelines they've followed for the past decade until they created this situation. Epic has refused. Instead, they repeatedly submit Fortnite updates designed to violate the guidelines of the App Store. This is not fair to all other developers on the App Store and is putting customers in the middle of their fight. We hope that we can work together again in the future, but unfortunately, that is not possible today, end quote. And then on the other side, we have a blog post from Epic Games saying, quote, Apple is asking that Epic revert Fortnite to exclusively use Apple payments. Their proposal is an invitation for Epic to collude with Apple to maintain their monopoly over in-app payments on iOS, suppressing free market competition and inflating prices. As a matter of principle, we won't participate in this scheme, end quote. That's all for today. Thank you for tuning in. If this show brings you value, share it with a friend and let them know they should be listening as well. Also, please make sure you're subscribed on YouTube or in your podcast app so you don't miss an episode. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you next time.